Hello, and welcome to this GCSE Religious Studies Revision podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most important skills for your OCR J625 exam, applying religious teachings to real-life situations. Now, this is where many candidates lose marks, not because they don't know their scripture or teachings, but because they fail to show how these ancient texts and traditions actually influence modern ethical decision-making. Examiners are looking for you to build a bridge between sources of wisdom and authority and contemporary issues like medical ethics, war and peace, social justice, and environmental care. In the next 10 minutes, we'll explore exactly how to do this, look at common pitfalls, and give you the tools to earn top marks. Let's dive in. First, let's talk about what examiners mean by sources of wisdom and authority, or SOA. This is absolutely fundamental. In Christianity, these sources include scripture, that's the Bible, both Old and New Testament. They include tradition, the teachings of the church fathers, ecumenical councils, and denominational doctrines. And they also include reason and experience, how believers interpret and apply these teachings in their own lives and communities. Here's the critical point. You cannot simply say Christians believe abortion is wrong and leave it there. That's a level one response. To reach level 3 or 4, you must identify which Christians, based on which specific teachings, and explain the reasoning chain. For example, many Roman Catholics oppose abortion because of the teaching on the sanctity of life, rooted in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, God created mankind in his own image. This means that human life is sacred from conception to natural death, and therefore deliberately ending a pregnancy would be seen as violating God's sovereignty over life. Notice the structure. Identify the denomination, cite the specific source of wisdom, explain the theological principle, and then show how it applies to the ethical issue. That's the formula for success. Now, denominational diversity is huge in OCR J625. You must avoid monolithic language. Never write "all Christians believe" unless you're talking about something truly universal like the resurrection of Jesus. Instead, use phrases like, "some Christians, particularly Roman Catholics, or many Anglicans take a more nuanced view," or "Quakers, following their peace testimony, would argue." This shows the examiner you understand that Christianity is not a single, uniform tradition, but a family of denominations with both common ground and significant differences. Let's take an example: war and peace. Roman Catholic teaching includes just war theory, developed by Augustine and Thomas Aquinas, which sets out strict criteria for when conflict might be morally permissible, things like legitimate authority, just cause, right intention, and proportionality. You'd cite sources like Romans chapter 13, "the authorities are God's servants," to show scriptural support. But then you'd contrast this with Quaker pacifism, rooted in the peace testimony of 1661, which states, "all war is contrary to the mind of Christ." Quakers would point to Jesus' teaching in the Sermon on the Mount, "blessed are the peacemakers," and "turn the other cheek" from Matthew chapter 5. This shows divergent views within Christianity, and examiners reward this sophistication. Another key concept, the difference between religious and secular arguments. Many students confuse human rights language with religious teaching. Saying abortion should be legal because of women's rights is a secular philosophical argument. It's not wrong, but it won't earn you AO1 marks for demonstrating knowledge of religious teachings. You need to ground your answer in scripture, church doctrine, or theological principles. However, you can acknowledge that some Christians integrate secular reasoning. For example, some Anglicans might argue that compassion for a woman facing an unplanned pregnancy reflects Jesus' teaching to love your neighbor as yourself from Mark chapter 12, verse 31, and that this love might, in complex cases, lead to supporting access to abortion services. Let's talk about the "this means that" chain. Every time you cite a piece of scripture or a teaching, you must unpack it. Don't just drop a Bible verse and move on. Explain what it means and how it influences behavior. For instance, the parable of the sheep and the goats in Matthew chapter 25 teaches that Jesus will judge people based on how they treated the least of these, the hungry, the stranger, the sick, the imprisoned. This means that Christians are called to active service and social justice, not just personal piety. Therefore, many Christians support food banks, refugee resettlement programs, and prison chaplaincy as direct applications of this teaching. Now, let's talk exam strategy. The OCR J625 paper has a 50-50 split between AO1, knowledge and understanding, and AO2, analysis and evaluation. For the 5-mark explain questions, you need 2 or 3 well-developed PEEL paragraphs. That's point, evidence, explanation, link. each paragraph should take about 2 to 3 minutes to write. For the big 15-mark discuss or evaluate questions, you must allocate 20 to 25 minutes. These questions will often say something like, "Christians should always forgive those who wrong them. Discuss this statement." You need to present arguments for, arguments against, and then reach a justified conclusion. The conclusion is where many candidates fall short. They just repeat what they've already said, or they sit on the fence without committing. Examiners want to see a sustained judgment. You might say, "While forgiveness is central to Christian teaching, as seen in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." The concept of justice, also rooted in Scripture, means that some Christians believe serious crimes require legal consequences alongside personal forgiveness. On balance, the weight of New Testament teaching, particularly Jesus' command to forgive 70 times 7 in Matthew chapter 18, suggests that forgiveness should be the primary Christian response, even when it's difficult. Common mistakes to avoid. First, don't provide narrative descriptions of rituals or practices when the question asks about ethical application. If the question is about medical ethics, don't just describe what happens in a baptism. Explain how the belief in the sanctity of life affirmed in baptism influences Christian views on euthanasia or IVF. Second, don't ignore the command word. Explain why requires causal reasoning. Evaluate or discuss requires weighing up different viewpoints. Give two reasons, just needs two distinct points. No explanation required. Third, don't write in vague generalities. Examiners reward specific knowledge. Names of denominations, chapter and verse references, names of key figures like Pope Francis or Desmond Tutu, specific dates or events like the Second Vatican Council in the 1960s. Let's do a quick recall check. Pause the podcast after each question and answer aloud. Question 1. Name 2 Christian denominations that might have different views on war and peace. Question 2. What does sola scriptura mean, and which tradition emphasizes it? Question 3. Give 1 Bible verse that Christians use to support helping the poor. Question 4. What is the difference between AO1 and AO2 in your exam? Question 5. How long should you spend on a 15-mark question? Answers. 1. Roman Catholic and Quaker, or Anglican and Methodist, or any valid pairing. 2. Scripture alone, emphasized by Protestant traditions. 3. Matthew 25, the parable of the sheep and the goats, or Luke 10, the Good Samaritan, or many others. 4. AO1 is knowledge and understanding. AO2 is analysis and evaluation. 5. 20 to 25 minutes. Brilliant. Let's recap. To apply religious teachings to real-life situations effectively, you need to identify specific sources of wisdom and authority, explain the theological reasoning, show denominational diversity, and connect ancient teachings to modern ethical dilemmas. Use the "this means that" chain, avoid monolithic language, and always reach a justified conclusion in evaluation questions. Remember, examiners are not testing whether you personally agree with religious teachings. They're testing whether you can accurately explain and evaluate how believers use these teachings to guide their lives. Stay focused, stay specific, and show your understanding of the diversity within Christianity. Good luck with your revision, and remember, practice makes perfect. The more you apply this formula, the more natural it will become. You've got this.